South Aucklanders, whose homes have been red stickered after Saturday's freak tornado, are in limbo, saying they have no idea where they'll be living long term. The clean-up continued today, with residents facing an anxious wait as insurance assessors decide whether their homes are write-offs. Our reporter Nick Trubridge and cameraman Dom Thomas went to see them.
Jess Olark is effectively homeless, a red sticker blocking him from entering his wrecked flat. Entry prohibited, it screams, and you can see why. The roof has crumbled away. Bricks sucked from its walls, one onto his flatmate's car window.
We can't sleep inside because it will suddenly fall down anytime.
Jess and five mates used to live in this house but have been forced to crash on friends' floors and couches. He hopes they'll be given temporary accommodation but has no idea where or when.
It is very difficult. You know, we can't live in our friend for a long.
Jess lives on Hayward Road in Papatoetoe, the curbside littered with twisted steel, roof tiles, bricks and enormous branches. Peter Seth lives just down the road from Jess and his mates. He's in limbo, waiting to hear from an insurance assessor on whether his property, like so many on this Papatoetoe Road, is also a write-off.
I don't know. I mean, it'll be up to them to tell me what's worthwhile doing, but I've got broken glass, we've got broken cladding.
Mud and grass is splattered through his bedroom's interior.
On my bed there's bits of broken tile. On the ground here there's bits of broken fence paling. So I would at least have been sprayed with broken glass.
Instead, he ducked for cover under his bed as the colossal tornado twisted down the street, getting louder and louder as it bared down on his tiny one-bedroom house.
Louder than anything. I mean, that description of a freight train coming is probably as good as it's going to get.
Like most on the road, power is still out at Peter's house. He's been staying with his ex-wife and son in the meantime.
Next door here, they've been staying inside their house with no power. They're mostly closed in. They've got a tarp over a corner of the roof, but they've been staying there.
Across the road, a giant tree has been uprooted and spat into Prasant and Chia Patel's yard. They've got off relatively unscathed compared to some, with Chia choking up at the sight of her neighbours' devastated homes.
My home is all right, you know, I am also okay, but I see those people, it's very hard for them.
Drive south out of Hayward Road and the picture is just as shocking.
We've just driven round to Fitzroy Street in Papatoetoe and as you can see, it's utter devastation here as well. This chimney has come right down on top of this chap's van and if we pan around the corner, this block of flats has had the facade totally ripped off it. The roof is completely gone as well.
The government's pledged $100,000 to Auckland Council's Meryl Relief Fund in response to the devastation. Manukau Ward Councillor Efeso Collins says that's key because many in this community simply aren't insured to cope with natural disasters.
I had a number of families come out to me and the first thing they admitted was, Efeso, we don't have any insurance, what are we going to do?
Councillor Collins says the scene that greeted him on Saturday morning was like something out of a film.
Oh, I was there Saturday morning. I found some of those scenes harrowing, to be honest. I spoke to a Tongan dad who said that in the middle of it, his 8-year-old son came out to him and said, Dad, are we going to die? And I think that summed it up for me.
He says it's vital Auckland Council and the government get their responses right, saying his constituents are anxious. Anxious about where they're going to sleep. Anxious about when they might be able to return home.